It's Saturday, April 10th, 2010, and after a couple weeks' delay, sorry about that, this is Signifying Nothing, episode 25. That was Sleater-Kinney with Things You Say off of the Dig Me Out album, which is one of my favorite records of the mid to late 90s. And opening up the set, we had off of End on End, Rites of Spring doing Spring. So Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. We took a couple weeks off. Sorry about that. What happened was is I'm teaching two courses this semester. I'm teaching one and one. In other words, I'm teaching one on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, one on Tuesday, Thursday. I filled in for a colleague for a couple weeks, so suddenly I was teaching four classes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and one on Tuesday, Thursday, which was a lot of work because I was teaching a lot of stuff that I didn't really... I'd read before, but I didn't have notes or anything really that I could pull out of my graduate and undergraduate career to turn into lectures, so I had to basically start from scratch, which involved a lot of work, and I just did not really have time to do proper prep for a show or do any reviews, but we should be back on track. We'll have three reviews up this week, plus the podcast, so let's get back into the music right away. A lot of talk this week, particularly over on Double Cross, about 7 Seconds, and so we're going to play one of my favorite songs by them. The song is called Drug Control. What makes you a man? Helps you understand. It's a cheap escape, there's nothing great. You do that when you can. Work, make you turn on me. Work will not set you free. Money buys you dope. You say you just can't go. My friends are cheap. My drugs can't keep a buzz inside your head. Drugs make you turn on me. Drugs will not set you free. From their session with Don Fury, circa around 1988 or so, that was Absolution with Fall of a Nation. That song was also recorded for their 7-inch. If you look around on the internets a little bit, you should be able to find this. There's a session with a couple of extra songs from the 7-inch. But like I said, that's also on the Don Fury session, which is also labeled as a demo. I don't know if it was officially released as a demo. Somebody else will probably know that. I'm honestly not sure. Hopefully will be a good discography of Absolution one day. I know when they had reunited, there was a lot of talk about it, but then it kind of went away. If you go over to the Blogged and Quartered blog, they have a good discography that they've put together over there. It's some pretty good stuff. And opening up that short set, like I said, was 7 seconds with Drug Control. I've been thinking a lot about 7 seconds because of the post over on Double Cross about them. For the record, my vote for best 7 seconds EP is Committed for Life. Honestly, that's really the only total 7 seconds record I really, really like these days. I'm not a big 7 seconds fan, and you might think, well, we've played a lot of 7 seconds on Signifying Nothing, and that's true because we did feature them back on episode 14 or 15 or something like that, I believe it was. It was sometime around then we did a big feature on 7 seconds. I just noticed that because I'm putting together, if you look at the podcast index, you might notice that there is now tags for a bunch of the bands that will tag to other posts relating to them. And I'm slowly but surely each day doing, say, a letter or so. And you'd think, oh, only a letter, but that's a lot of bands if it's B or S or T. They, you know, that can get kind of long. So I'm working on that, and eventually I'd like to have the tag cloud and all kinds of other dorky stuff that you probably don't care about. So next, we're going to play a song off of Black Flag's Loose Nut album, which is one of my favorite records. We're going to play, the song is called Bastard in Love. Of their EP, that was Citizen's Arrest doing a song called Woodstock, and before that we had Black Flag doing Bastard in Love. Next up, we're going to play a couple of the bands that we reviewed this week. One of these records is a couple years old, but like I've said in the last couple of shows, we're working through the backlog. This is going to take a while, but we're going to work through the backlog. So we're going to play Breathing Fire with a song called Hit Machine, which is off of their Years of Lead album. And then we're going to play one from last year, Dry Rot, a song off of Dry Rot's Philistine album. So check out both of these songs. This is Breathing Fire and then Dry Rot. Both of those records this week, we've had Dry Rot doing a song called Oldest Pornography off of their Philistine album, and before that we had Breathing Fire doing a song called Hit Machines, plural, off of their Years of Lead album. Both of those reviews are up on Signifying Nothing, which is located at sn.wpwen.com. While you're there, make sure you check out show notes for this episode. I'll have some of the links that I've talked about, including an interview done with some of the members of Dry Rot by my friend Tony Rettman. So we're going to move on to our next songs. Next up, we have a band that actually played here in Manahawkin back in 2001 during the summer. I believe it was in July, I think. I think it was July. This band is called True Blue. They were from Germany. They were one of the better bands of that era as things were kind of shifting around. I was starting to really not like a lot of the stuff that was going on at the time, but I really liked this band. They opened up their set, as I recall, with a couple of new songs that would have been on their next record that I think actually became World Collapse songs, and people just kind of, you know, hung out, nodded their heads, and then they went into this song, and the place got moving really good. This song is called Delta. From their split 7-inch with Australia's Rupture that was Drop Dead doing Legacy of Death, and before that we had True Blue from Germany doing a song called Delta. We're going to play a couple extra songs. We have a little bit of additional time this week, so we're going to play New Jersey's Splitting Headache doing a song off of their album Night Terrors. The song is called Ratings Flood. We'll be right back. ending off that longer set was a newer band from Portland called Trauma. I believe they have members of Tragedy, although they sound a little bit more like Death Threat than Tragedy. That song was called Ear of Excess. It's off of their demo. Before that, we had a band I think we're going to hear a lot more from in the future. The band is called Give. That song was called Amphetamine Dream. It's off of their new record. That band is really good. They remind me a lot of Ignition. And opening up off of their album, I almost combined the word album and LP there. That was Splitting Headache doing Ratings Flood. That's going to end things off for this week. Remember, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. This will be up on Monday, probably. Normally what I do is I give it a listen on my commute in the morning. I have about a 35-minute commute, so we have about a 30 to 35-minute show. So it works out really well, and then I'll upload it when I get home, or sometimes I do it from my office, but shh, don't tell anybody. Our final track for this week is going to be from the New York band Our Gang. There's a new reissue. I think it's still in the works. I don't think it's actually out yet. It's going to be on Nate Wilson, who you'll probably recall from Gloom Records and the band Monster X, his new label that he's putting together to do some reissues. And it's going to put together a lot of Our Gang stuff. They had a bunch of different demos. I know at one point someone else had been trying to put together a discography maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and they'd gotten in touch with me trying to track down some of their stuff. Their first couple demos are really raging, you know, fast hardcore in the vein of you know, stuff like Brotherhood, the really fast Youth of Today stuff. And they were also on the New Breed comp. So we're going to play a song that's on one of their demos that's also on the New Breed comp. The song is called In Anger. And see you next week.
Damn it! I'm putting you! I'm gonna get you! I'm gonna destroy yourself! I'm gonna beat you! Beat you! I'm gonna walk! I'm gonna drive my car! Just get straight to the beginning! I know my heart! But let me wait! We got my force! Protect it!